Eagle 97.7, Charlie Puth, and one call away. It's Eagle in the Morning with Petch and Amy. Do you think sometimes that things are going to get so kind of creepy and weird in the future because they keep messing with things that maybe like shouldn't be messed with? Yeah. There's a company here in the States that have just received permission from the government to conduct experiments that are intended to reverse death. It's called the Lazarus Trial. Now, basically, it's a team of researchers now say that they plan to recruit a small number of patients who have been declared clinically dead from brain injuries, and they're going to try to bring them back to life. It's like a Frankenstein thing. Like, it's very weird to me.
It's Pet Cemetery. Have you ever seen Pet Cemetery?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Where you bury them and they come back as evil people?
Uh-huh.
Like, you could have evil Petch. Everybody thinks you're so sweet and innocent. We'll get evil
beard.
Petch.
Have a beard.
Yeah, brain dead Petch. I guess it comes to the point, like, you look at somebody, what's Whitney Houston's daughter?
Oh,
Bobby Christina.
Yeah.
Where they were keeping her alive. If they could reverse that, do you want that to happen? What are the side effects from it?
Well, that's the thing.
They've tried it on mice. They're going to use stem cells for it and a few other different things.
It's nothing to do with like a religious thing or anything like that, but I think just when that happens, and say someone was involved in a bad accident and they got brain injury and stuff, and you know,
Terry Schiavo, I don't know how you say it. Do you remember her? She was, I think, in Florida. She was brain dead for years, and they pulled the plug on her. I want to say that I could be completely wrong on that story. I know that's her name,
but it's just weird that you're messing with something that shouldn't be messed with, and it's kind of a bit weird. Hi, Eagle 97.7. You're live on the air. Who's this?
This is Crystal.
Hey, Crystal. What's going on?
Not a whole lot. I heard what you guys were saying about the Lazarus thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They made a movie called The Lazarus Effect where they brought people back to life and they came back evil.
Yeah.
Crystal, if you have a family member who's brain dead, there's some party that always hopes it's going to work out. Do you want to see your loved one go through this? I mean, what if we don't know the side effects of it?
I actually personally was brain dead myself. I was in a really bad car accident.
Really?
And I was declared brain dead, and they told my parents that I would never wake up, and I turned off all the machines, and I actually ended up, everything came back. Like, everything turned back on, and I came back, and I actually recovered 100%.
Do you remember, how long were you brain dead for?
16 hours.
6 hours. Do you remember anything? Is that considered a near-death experience?
I guess. I mean, they wrote up a death certificate. I mean, they declared me dead. When I woke up, I was in a room by myself with tubes down my throat, but the tubes weren't hooked up to anything.
Did you know what happened when you woke up?
I knew that I had been in a car accident, but I didn't know that I had died. I didn't know how long it had been or...
Wow.
It's insane.
Anything like that.
During the 6 hours, do you remember like being in a dream state or no? You just remember car accident and then waking up?
No, it was 16 hours. One thing.
Do you remember?
I remember hearing my dad's voice for a faint moment of time. But other than that, it was more like a dream.
Wow.
It's very eerie.
That is.
Uh-huh. Very eerie. Very, very eerie.
Does it actually, and with that happening to you, does that now kind of, how long ago did it happen?
7 years ago.
Okay. Does it kind of give you like a different perspective on things now? Like, you know, are you a lot more?
Oh, yeah. My boss yells at me all the time because I refuse to work more than 30 hours a week.
Uh-huh.
Because at the time I was working 70 hours a week and it gave me a whole new perspective. Like, I could have died, and all I did with my life was work.
Yep.
So now I refuse to work more than 30 hours. I don't care about the money or anything. I won't do it. I'd rather enjoy my life.
What an amazing story. Crystal, thank you for checking in. Where are you calling from this morning?
Felton, Delaware.
Thank you for that. That's awesome, amazing.
Awesome, amazing, and eerie all at the same time. But, listen, be safe, and thanks for calling.
Thank you.